Welcome to episode 59 of Life with MIDI. This episode will share what it's like to become part of the FSD beta testing team and what you can do now to join us in the next wave. First, I want to celebrate getting FSD beta, which has been a dream of mine for over 3 years. Can you believe it? Wow. I've been thinking about this since May of 2018 when I took possession of my long-range rear-wheel drive 2018 Model 3. And now with the 2020 Model Y, that is the car I did all my testing in and my safety score. I did end up with 100. We'll talk about that for a little bit, but my goodness, this was a dream. And now I'm living the dream. It was amazing that at 3:02 a.m. Eastern Time, I saw the indicator on the screen that a software update was available. And when I checked, it was 2021.32.25, a version number I'll never forget. So while supplies last, I'll be giving away copies of any of my audiobooks now on sale on Audible. And all you have to do is find my tweet, @LifeMIDI, mentioning the giveaway. Go to the link that lists all my books for sale, copy that link to the title you'd like, and post it on Twitter, adding @LifeMIDI to the tweet. I'll DM you and make sure that you've got DMs enabled on Twitter. I'll DM you a free promo code. With that promo code, you get that audiobook completely free. No Audible account is needed, just a basic Amazon account, and of course, no need for Prime. Please only ask for one title so I can include more listeners in the celebration. And there is a limited time offer on this, and there's a limited number of promos per title. So make sure that you send those tweets as soon as you can. And wow, we need to also celebrate. Our podcast has exploded. In the last 30 days, we've had over 12,000 plays. Even more reason to celebrate. My thanks go to all those who have joined us. And I do have one ask. If you like the podcast, if you're getting something out of it, please follow me on Twitter, @LifeMIDI, LifeMIDDIE. I would love to be able to talk with you on Twitter. There's a lot of things I share on Twitter these days that don't necessarily make the podcast, so it would be great to have you join us there. Coming up next, what it's like to be an FSD beta tester. It's not what you think. What's it like to be an FSD beta tester? Well, it's not all glamour. It's work. Let me explain. You say, work? Oh, I'd have so much fun. Oh my gosh, the visualizations and have the car driving me around. That sounds like a lot of fun, Doug. That sounds like next generation technology. And it is. But it's work. You're being added as a tester, not a passenger. You're not there just sitting there and just admiring the view and watching the visualizations. No, you're there to ensure the safety of yourself and others as your car is driving itself. It's not in a production state right now. There's plenty of situations I've already encountered where I am glad that I was there to step in and take over. It's true that this software is amazing. It can handle a lot of situations pretty well. In fact, in some situations, very human-like. Then there are the times where things go awry, like today. I'm on a trip between my apartment and one of my relatives, just as a test. And it's mostly two-lane roads, and it's mostly city streets. In fact, I don't think there were any highways. And I had phantom braking. Now, this is with software that doesn't use radar anymore. When you get sent the email that goes along with joining the FSD testing team, and you don't have an NDA, NDAs are no longer needed now, they let you know that you are being switched over to Tesla Vision, and your radar car, the radar is being turned off. Now, I would have thought that phantom braking would be a thing of the past. No. Unfortunately, Tesla Vision sometimes likes to hit the brakes on its own. And I had somebody behind me today. They weren't right on my tail, but they were pretty close. And all of a sudden, the car slams on the brakes for no reason. And I had to quickly try to get on the accelerator, but I mean, it was already too late. The person behind me started to swerve. I was embarrassed. So there are situations like that. I tried to do a roundabout, and the roundabout did not go well. So I had to take over. Then there's other times where the software is just fantastic. It's just like a human driving. So there's glimmers of brilliance. And then there's opportunities to take over. So it's work. And anytime one of these things happens, you need to be pressing the button to report it back to Tesla. Now, I've already asked about, is there a voice command? And there isn't a voice command currently that I can find for sending video to the autopilot team. If you say something like report video, something like that, it just does the old bug report action. It's not sending any video at all. It's just putting a date timestamp mark and what you said on your log. So that's not what the beta testing team is going to want to see. So hopefully sometime soon we will get a voice command, because I kind of get tired of trying to find the little bitty icon to press on the screen, and it distracts me from driving. Now let's move on to another thing of what it's like. Oh, that first drive, I'll never forget it. And this is something that I'm sure friends of mine who have 99 and are just dying to try out this software for themselves, this is what they're looking forward to too. Is that first drive. And I'll never forget it, especially because I forgot to enable the software. You actually have to go into the autopilot screen and enable full self-driving. Well, I forgot to do that, and so my first drive, I started off and I'm thinking, where's the visualizations? This looks almost exactly like autopilot. It is autopilot. This isn't working at all. So my first drive was go from my apartment complex to the local Walgreens at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, I pulled an all-nighter. So two flips on the gear stalk and we're in autopilot. And so I go to Walgreens and I have to do the turns and so on. And I'm dejected. What the heck happened? I thought I got the real software. So I start going back to my apartment, and then I realize, wait a minute, did I ever turn that feature on? No. So I pulled into a subdivision, parked, turned on full self-drive, turned on the advanced visualization, which means it takes a wider part of the screen, and at first you're going to want to do that. It's really cool. And then I put in the navigation, Walgreens. And sure enough, the car responded. Two taps on the gear stalk, and it's taking the right-hand turn, and it's going out a little bit, making sure the way is clear, and then it guns it. I mean, 10.2 is a driver. This car usually will make a decision and move quickly. Today, I had a time where it was taking a right-hand turn, and it literally stopped in the middle of the lane. And was just sitting there. Good thing I'm keeping up with what's going on around me, because I knew I got to hit the go pedal. But I remember that night at 4:30 in the morning where the car is taking me to Walgreens. And the visualization is amazing. And I'm going down and yeah, there's nobody else on the road. As safe as you can go. And the car starts signaling to pull into the Walgreens parking lot. And it does. And then it immediately takes a left to get into the parking lot itself. And then it stopped. And I was there. I'll never forget that moment. I had experienced the future in my own Tesla. In the car that I usually do a lot of the driving in. Yeah, when I'm running autopilot, yeah, the car is taking care of itself. At least from the lane and the distance in front, you know, traffic or crews. But this time, the car took me to Walgreens. I'll never forget that. Another part of being an FSD beta tester is you have to think like a tester. You have to consider your surroundings at all times. And is this a safe time to test? There's times when I'm around other drivers and I can tell, uh-oh, we got a problem. I think I got a drunk driver. Now's not a good time to turn on FSD. I don't know what this person's going to do. Another thing to consider in thinking like a tester is when you drive to test or when you test while driving. Notice there's really never a time when you're not testing. If you're thinking like a tester, you're going to drive to test certain scenarios. So you may pick a scenario close to you and, okay, I'm going to drive this afternoon so that I can put the car through that scenario and see how it handles it. But there's also going to be times when you're driving anyway. Maybe you're going to go visit family and friends. So you're going to be driving. Okay, well, I'll test while driving. I'll go ahead and enable FSD, and I'll use it as I'm going to my destination. Thinking like a tester, you're always putting those things in mind. Do I need to create some scenarios to go test? Or do I have some driving? I have some places to go. And are those situations good situations for testing? And remember, you're being graded. You're being watched by DMS, Driver Monitoring System. Remember the episode where I shared that, 2021.32.5. Because now, safety score goes away when you become an FSD beta tester. You don't have to worry about safety score anymore. Yay! But then there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is DMS, Driver Monitoring System. And it is going to make sure you're attentive. And if you're not attentive, or you're even going farther and trying to block the camera, which you used to be able to do, no longer. It will disable autopilot if you have that camera covered up. So keep that in mind when you become an FSD beta tester, your eyes will be watched. And honestly, I think that's a much better way to measure if you're driving safely or monitoring FSD safely. I think that's a much better way to check on that. Another thing of what it's like to be a beta tester, you're going to start holding the wheel a little different because that wheel in front of you becomes the spinning wheel of fortune when suddenly FSD decides to quickly, and I mean quickly, turn the wheel. And sometimes turn it back and forth and back and forth a little bit, depending on the situation. You're going to want to make sure that your thumbs are not within the wheel. Make sure you're keeping your thumbs outside the wheel. Now, what I like to do is I like to take the palms of both of my hands and put them against the wheel on the outside at 9 and 3 and put pressure on there so that there's a slight torque. So you kind of torque the wheel a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right. So that takes care of that torquing that you need to do. But then that leaves the wheel free to move. And if you need to take over, just grab that wheel. You got your hands right there. You've got friction already to the sides of it, and just grab it. FSD does allow you to take control pretty quickly. So keep that in mind, especially with the yoke. I'm really going to be interested to see folks that are testing FSD beta with a yoke, be really interested on how they're going to do that. But just keep those thumbs out of the way, because that wheel can spin at any time. Coming up next, what you can do now to join us in the next wave of FSD beta testing. Okay, let's summarize this. What can you do now to join the beta testing team in the next wave? Go back to episode 58, and there's a few things I got right. Drive, use autopilot as much as possible. I nailed those. What I didn't know was this unwritten rule that you had to go at least 100 miles. Good thing I had gone in that first 7 days 196 miles and 12 trips. The trips didn't matter, but Not having any demerits certainly did. I had a perfect 100 score. And is that also going to be what we measure the 99s by, the next wave of beta testers? We don't know. And we know at least it's going to be a week out because Elon tweeted today that they will wait until 10.3 is ready before expanding the beta. And in the past, we've usually seen releases happen 1 or 2 weeks, and sometimes even 3 weeks. More to come on that, but we'll definitely be watching for tweets from Elon to give us some guidance on how that's going to work. Now, I would suggest, instead of just not driving and saying, hey, I've got a 99, Doug, I'm in good shape, and I've gone at least 100 miles. Should I actually drive some more and maybe risk my 99? I wouldn't be driving a lot, but I would drive a little. I would make sure you're driving enough that you're practicing testing, that you're staying fresh as a driver. That I would definitely do. I wouldn't want you to take a break from driving and then jump into an FSD beta car. That's a little bit of a stretch. You want to be fresh, and you want to be attentive, and you don't want to have taken a break from driving and then suddenly be responsible for watching over FSD beta. I don't think that would be a smart thing to do. But drive hundreds of miles, unless you need to go somewhere, of course, go where you need to go. But don't try to drive a bunch of miles to try to hit 100. I don't think that's going to matter much. Again, these are all conjecture, folks. These are my impressions. These are my thoughts. These are the things I would do if I hadn't scored 100 and if I wasn't already a member of the beta testing team. Definitely practice testing. Find routes that you feel comfortable driving in, roads you've taken many times, or places you go to a lot. Use those for your planned routes for testing. That way you easily know what to do and the options you have if you need to take over. Also, already consider setting aside time every day to test. And practice doing that now to create a habit. Remember, you having this software is not so that you can have something others don't. You're a tester, not a passenger, when you join the beta testing team. I'm looking forward to more of you joining with us. I think all of the different scenarios that the car is going to be placed in is going to make this software so robust, so capable, that we're going to get to 99.9999 before we know it. But it is going to be a while. This software has to be right for it to go production. Well, that's it for this episode. I'd love to hear from some of our new listeners via Twitter at LifeMiddy. And you can also use our email address, lifewithmiddy, M-I-D-D-I-E, at gmail.com. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. And I'll talk to you next time with more impressions on FSD Beta.